There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. And we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. As always, coming up over the next 3 hours, we have Michael Lombardi on the program in an hour from right now, former NFL executive, current VSiN host. A lot to get into with him, including how do we not have technology for the play clock hitting zero? This is mind-boggling to me.
Uh-huh.
We'll touch on that with him. Lorenzo Neal played in maybe the best fullback of all time, certainly one of them, on the program a little bit later on. We'll talk Monday Night Football with him as the 49ers get into it with the Rams. Yesterday's action, with those that boatload of early games, Pauly, that we had, two of the highest power-rated teams in the entire league, the best team in the AFC, and maybe the best team in the NFC, probably right now anyway, Bills and Eagles, both down right away in their games. Bills by 17 at halftime. They come roaring back and eventually get the win. A lot had to happen, which we'll get into. Could have gotten them a lot better number, by the way. 7.5 was available right away in the first half. And the Eagles, they were plus 140, trailing 14-0 right out of the gates against Jacksonville. Here you go. Peterson goes back home, and it's looking good for Jacksonville. Like, this team might go 3-1. They could have back-to-back wins against Indy, at the road against the Chargers, and then the Eagles, and then the second half happened, and that was just awesome what the Eagles did after they trailed 14-0 in that game.
Yeah, I can't believe it goes over, but with the quagmire there and the weather conditions, I've never seen a 60-yard pick six where a guy doesn't come in and jump the route, but then start the game. A.J. Brown, feel free to tackle somebody, but they handled adversity for the first time. They were great. They continue to run teams out in the second quarter, which is coaching. Hurts played well again. It helps Lawrence set the record with 4 fumbles. But great job. And this offense is scary. To win a game like that in the elements, and somehow get the cover, win and move on. Great job by the Eagles, and now you could take on Arizona. And this is great how they're playing with the running game and the passing attack and how well Hurts is playing. Great job. Little thing, some things they can fix on defense, but you're right. To be down 14-0 and Jacksonville driving at that point and to get the win. Good job.
Well, even with a couple of things that they can fix on defense, I mean, we saw what happened again once they trailed 14-0. The defense, I thought, was maybe the story of the game along with the running game.
Yeah.
And that defense, as long as they stay healthy, that's going to be a thing all year long where they have so many like playmakers. They can get to the quarterback. The secondary can be really, really good. But also, as we've talked about over the first three games before yesterday, like, is it going to be Hurts with a huge game? If so, Devontae Smith has played really, really well. That was last week. A.J. Brown has been a force. But then yesterday, it was the ground game. And Miles Sanders, with that offensive line, and what they had there with Miles Sanders. So this team can kill you several different ways.
Yes, yes. The other thing, I thought they were going to win the game even they were down early because Jacksonville was not handling the elements at all.
Mm-hmm.
They were not moving the ball other than that drive they had early on. The passes were way off. They were dropping the ball. They had the silly turnovers, and Lawrence wasn't handling it all. And then, a couple of questionable decisions by Sirianni, how he played it. But you couldn't kick, though, either. But you think maybe a short field goal could work out there. But he's all the right moves with this guy. All the right moves.
Oh, yeah.
And that's another nice win. And again, I think they're going to win a lot of games this year and get the one seed in the NFC.
See, the example in both of those games, Eagles and the Bills, much better numbers were available right away in the game. I mean, if you didn't have an opinion on it before it started, or if you're wavering back and forth, should I do this? Should I do that? Again, Eagles were plus 140 to win that game, down 14-0 with plenty of time to play. I mean, the whole game was to be played. The Bills, when they got down big to the Ravens, they were plus 7.5 in the game. So that back and forth last week of right away, there was a big group of respected bettors who moved it from 3 up to 3.5. I believe it touched 4 briefly. And then another group came back in on the Ravens. Well, to land 3 for that spot yesterday was something else.
Yes.
But, you know, again,
contest and everything.
Oh, man.
God, people are living. I gave up on the game. I laid $3 with Baltimore in play.
Oh, you did?
I gave up on the Bills. I mean, it's 20-3. And then give them, how about this Buffalo defense? Now, you look at this. Tennessee was the one seed last year. Rams won the Super Bowl. And you have Lamar Jackson and a phenomenal talent and player. They've been held to 0 points in the second half against a decimated Bills defense.
Now, how is that possible?
Give it up. So they felt they went to bed. They fell asleep. It's 20-3. And Buffalo shuts them down. And Allen made enough plays in the second half, and they get the win. Little help from Harbaugh, but that's a gutsy win on the road in the elements as well. Look at this tweet. Come on. Now that Henry appears to be back and they found something with the running game in Tennessee, that is impressive with guys out.
And actually, they didn't give up much to Miami in that loss either.
No, shut them down too, although Miami didn't have the ball. Great job defensively by the Bills. That is scary.
Something to monitor with this, by the way, with the Ravens. That is now the second time in 3 weeks that team has blown a 17-point lead in the second half.
Yep. And I'm all for analytics, and I'm all for being aggressive, but I thought Harbaugh was reckless. We're getting away. This fourth and goal stuff from the 4 or 5 yard line? How do you not kick the field goal there? A tie game with 4 minutes? Come on. That's not 45-42 here. I mean, it's a 20-20 game.
I thought you had to kick the field goal.
Yeah, you got to kick the field goal.
And by the way, maybe that's me saying it because I hated the play call. Here you have Lamar Jackson, and he's going to backpedal 17 yards before he... Like, what? That's the play you came up with? I could trust you for the most part, John Harbaugh. What was that? I hated that. So I'm going to get away from saying, put the points on the board, take the points. I hate that saying because nothing's automatic in college or the NFL. It's Justin Tucker. He's not going to miss.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Buffalo went right. They were going to score a touchdown anyway. Because, I mean, that was a thing of beauty.
That's true.
That's McDermott coaching. They can pick up the first down but not score a touchdown there. How good was that, huh?
I would have punched it in, though. With about 30 seconds, they're going to give you the touchdown. You never know.
Well,
it could be a bad snap. It's raining.
And actually, the play there was go rewind, actually, to about a minute 40 on the clock. Was there were the wires crossed there on the Ravens defense? Because when and I think the Bills player was going to eventually go down anyway.
Yes.
But there, you could see the Ravens player just kind of like, they gave up on it, like, let him score. And then there was one guy's like, I better tackle him here, do my job. Like, whoa, hold on a second here.
Right. Yeah, you watch that, and then you still think of Chubb and what happened against the Browns.
Right.
By the way, the pain you're carrying around, it's the only successful onside kick still of the season with that Jets fiasco.
Oh, thank you.
But that's, right. At that point, with like 30 seconds, I punch it in. If they go 90 yards in 20 seconds, God bless them. Mm. Right? I mean, get you in the elements like that? Nah, not in the element. Well, college, you absolutely don't do that.
Well, you know what also hurt, though, was to go back when they decided not to take the points when Jackson threw the INT. If that's it, throw it out of the end zone. Because then the Bills get the ball at the 1 yard line. Yeah. They're pinned.
I don't know.
Instead, they take over the 20.
I think there's too much of this. What say you? Stefanski did it, came back to bite him. Lane Kiffin did it, worked out. I don't like this passing on field goals, fourth and goal from like the 5 yard line.
I mean, it's, I don't think every field goal attempt or the talk of it, I don't think they're all born equally, right? I think like that one, generally, I'm going to be like, okay, you want to early in the game put the points, go for the touchdown if you can. But in that spot, that late in the game, I'd say put the points on the board. Take them. Go up 23-20.
Defense is playing well.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather's a factor. Go up three. There's 4 minutes left. You never know. So but incredible win by Buffalo.
Oh, huge. Huge.
Yep.
Here is the head coach for Baltimore, John Harbaugh, talking about going for the touchdown and not kicking the late field goal.
You're putting them out there. You're putting your defense at a disadvantage because they've got four downs to convert all the way down the field and a chance to, again, score seven. And then you lose the game on a touchdown. So, and then the worst thing, the other thing you think you're going to get the ball at the 2 yard line. So I'm very confident in our defense. Defense's ability to stop them down there with the ball on the 2 yard line. So we got them backed up. If we don't get it, didn't turn out that way, unfortunately, and we lost the game. So hindsight, you could take the points. But if you look at it analytically, I understand why we did it.
Confident in the defense.
Yeah. Well, they are pinned. Right.
It's been a horrible unit for the most part this year.
Yeah, I know. That's sure. Good point. Not to mention, you got the Peters fiasco. Yelling at him and screaming at him as well, but that's, but that's it. Yeah.
And to go back to the Jackson pass, he's trying to make something happen there because if he did throw it out of the end zone, people would say, you can't do that. You got to try to score a touchdown. But if the pass is incomplete, for example, I mean, there's a big difference there, taking over at the 1 yard line and getting the ball at the 20. So how are you feeling today?
Survive in advance, right?
Any chest pains yesterday during the Packers game?
I was thinking about, do I want to lose? Because I was already through with the Eagles. So if the Packers would have lost or they don't win, they tie, we're under 500 people. We're at 500 people. I was thinking from an equity standpoint, would you rather have two entries with 1,100?
Yes, you would.
Than one with 500?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. I was thinking maybe I wouldn't.
I thought you were going to go, I can't take it anymore already. 4 weeks in. It's unhealthy.
Incredible, right? Rodgers, pick six. So this league always delivers.
Did you know, and I'm sure that when the Patriots went up 24-17 with a little bit more than 11 minutes to play in the game, the highest number that I saw, the Patriots were minus 240 to win the game.
Incredible. Wow. That's surprising. Couldn't stop the run. Great job by Belichick. Zappi did a pretty good job.
He did. I'd say neither team could stop the run.
Yes, right.
That's a big talk because this Green Bay defense is good in theory. They have no solution for the run so far. Teams are gashing this team on the ground. That's all you have to do for the game plan as of right now. Hey, well, how are you going to attack Green Bay? Because you don't have to outscore Green Bay. Rodgers and the offense is basically doing nothing.
Yeah.
Just, we're going to run the football all day long on this team. Yeah. They're not going to slow us down. Yeah.
I mean, imagine that. We just started October. If the Packers lose, we're on from 6,000 down to 500. And if the Vikings would have lost to the Lions like they should have, we'd be down to like 200, 250. Yeah. Think about that.
They were very fortunate. And Survivor players were extremely fortunate to plug along for one more week. The temperature might be cooling off, but fall sports are heating up on BetRivers Online Sportsbook. BetRivers is your go-to sportsbook for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts for pro football, college football, basketball, and hockey. How about that? Now is the perfect time to join BetRivers. New bettors will receive up to $500 in free bets when you make your first-time deposit using the code SPORTS. That is outstanding. Go to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today. It's a whole new game. We have a big Monday Night Football matchup tonight in the NFC West. And is now the time to bet on this kid? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. securities. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Take a stab at 5,000 in prizes in the Halloween Ends Gridiron Challenge. Join and draft your fantasy football team. Then play in the contest October 9th to win your share of the cash. Head to DraftKings.com/HalloweenEnds to play free. DraftKings.com for details.
So I asked you like 2 weeks ago, was it time to bet Kenny Pickett to win Rookie of the Year then? Is it time today or is it too late?
I don't like it. He's in there now, but they play Buffalo, Tampa, Miami, and Philly coming up. The problem is a lot of it was Trubisky, but it's also the play calling in the scheme again, too. So that's, I mean, is he going to win a game coming up here? You can't stop Zach Wilson with a 10-point lead with 10 minutes left?
Well, that's on the defense for sure.
Yes.
Okay, because I've heard a lot of people talk about Pickett's performance yesterday from paying attention last night and this morning. You want to talk about people who never watched the game? Watch what's going to happen. You watch how this Pittsburgh offense is going to look completely different beginning right now if he remains, because you can't go back to Trubisky. You can't. That's done. Mm-hmm. He's got to be a career backup now from now until the end of time. It has to be Kenny Pickett. And to me, he's taking shots. There's a fun injection, like a B12 shot for the whole offense. They're moving the football. I heard people call him terrible today on the way in. Tuh, you clearly never watched 1 second of the game. He had 3 INTs. Not one was his fault. The pass to Claypool, hang on to the ball, pal, yeah. And the Hail Mary, who cares?
Yeah.
This is going to be completely different on the offense now. They will move the football, and they're going to look like they're up to 2022 NFL standards, not like this 1960 crap where they can't move the ball in the air.
Yep. The drop was enormous, which resulted in the interception while they were driving up three and then allowed.
Sure.
But he can't get off the field. Third down conversions, fourth down
Brutal.
Conversions. Couldn't get off the field, and that's – to blow a double-digit lead that late. Yeah, but look at that schedule coming up, though. My God. I mean, you're a two-touchdown dog in Buffalo. You got to take on Tampa. Miami, see who's playing quarterback, and then take on Philly. Jesus, this got out of control here. Pittsburgh might get 1-7 start.
Let's go to Mike Tomlin, because I'm sure he was willing to give us answers for what he's going to do at quarterback moving forward.
Thought we needed a spark, man. We didn't do much. in the first half. Not enough offensively, and you know, thought he could provide a spark for us.
Do you expect that decision to stick into next week?
You know, I'm not going to talk extended as we sit here. We did what we needed to do to put ourselves in position to win this game, and we'll do it again. But I like to just keep it where we are in terms of what transpired here today. We'll deal with next week.
No, just do it. Just say that he's going to be the guy. You have to do it. You can't possibly go back to Trubisky.
You got the gift before halftime, too.
Yep.
The roughing the passer,
which
led to the field goal. They handed you 3 points. Yep. Somehow the Jets are 2-2. I can't believe it.
No, I will say that the Rookie of the Year race, and maybe we'll do awards now that we're in October a little bit later on this week, but Dotson off to a really good start. Olave with the Saints. Hell, in that same game, Breece Hall finally broke loose yesterday. My guy, Damian Pierce, was awesome yet again.
Right, Dobbs had the drop.
If Dobbs doesn't, that would have been 2 touchdowns in the game, and that would have been the game winner.
Yes.
If he does, because he's open. That dude that he beat for the Patriots is like off the charts good this year. He's the guy with the pick six earlier in the game.
Says, I can't believe he threw at me.
Yeah, I
take it as I'm offended, he said. Yeah, right.
And if Dobbs hangs on to that football, I'm like, I'm coming here with a huge smile on my face today. How do you, that was Dez Bryant all over again.
Yep. God, if they would have won that game. Not just a Survivor standpoint. It's like Belichick.
Look at you. You wanted to lose Survivor, didn't you?
I don't like Rodgers. But that would also have been something about Belichick winning that game with a third string quarterback. Okay, here's Zappy. How you doing, eh? Mix it up. But that's...
I got to be honest.
Then I'm thinking tie, though, at the end. I mean, Green Bay's backed up. You think, do they have enough time?
100%.
Rodgers, Belichick's right. Rodgers was too good.
Zappy was fine.
Yeah, sure. I like him more than Hoyer. I mean, the kid threw for 900 touchdowns last year.
Well, he set like every imaginable record ever last year.
Right. And you might get Mac back, and that's their favorite against the Lions in the Patricia revenge game. But that's Detroit. Well, Detroit. I mean, come on. It's gold. It is gold, baby. I mean, they lead the league in points, and they're 1-3.
I saw it. By the way,
this is too good.
They are pretty much blowing the competition away with points scored this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, man.
It is something else. That's been the gift so far of the early season, Detroit overs.
Yeah.
And that was nuts. I mean, over 1,000 yards combined between those two teams yesterday. Geno was good. The running game for the Seahawks was good. And Goff, I mean, what's going to happen to the Lions' offense where they're going to stop scoring and putting up points?
That was a lot of people tweeted that too, and I should have. Of course, Hockenson was going to have a big game. Who else is he going to throw to? Right?
Reynolds also played well.
Yeah, but you don't have Brown and you don't have Swift. I mean, someone's going to have to catch the ball, and you know Seattle can't stop a nosebleed.
Well, that was the perfect recipe because they fell down early, big, and how bad's the defense?
Well, it's historically bad.
Oh, boy.
They can't stop anything.
Anybody.
I mean, inside runs, and they can't, Penny just gashing them twice. I mean, know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
It takes off, breaks it twice. Come on. I told you, Aaron Glenn, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. He might have to make a change here. The guy might be unemployed. I think Campbell makes a move here today. It's bad. You can't get any stop. You might see a new defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
In Detroit. It's historically bad. You can't lead the league in points, and you're 1-3.
No, that's pretty impossible to do.
No.
As for tonight, the Niners taking on the Rams. Good battle, obviously, in the NFC West. Are you involved here in this game? I have I have Rams on teaser tickets to close them out tonight.
All right, good luck. I don't know. This one's tough. I like longest touchdown under and both quarterbacks to throw an interception. But this is tough. I mean, again, Shanahan, his own McVay. They've beat him 6 in a row in the regular season. They're on a 5-0 ATS run against the Rams. They continue to gash them on the ground when they play. But then you go back to what happened last week and how ugly it was on Sunday night. Garoppolo, after the game, my arm is feeling like it's going to fall off.
Yep.
Because they didn't have camp. So you have that. 1 of 10 on third down. On live television, Garoppolo to Shanahan, your plays suck. I mean, this is something here, right? I mean, they're at home, but this is the Rams can't run the ball. I don't think they'll be able to get the running game going, period. And it feels like, okay, here comes a couple turnovers for Stafford, and the 49ers do enough, punch him in the mouth, and they walk away with like a 6-point win.
Yeah, I mean, I would say shop around on the number for Stafford. I saw this on Twitter last night. It was around a -115 for him to throw an INT tonight. Well,
yeah, that's crazy.
I got some news for you. He threw 5 picks against the Niners last year, and he has 5 so far in 3 games this season.
Yeah, and led the league last year. Yeah, right.
And as for the 49ers defense, now I get it who they have played so far. Justin Fields, they did the Seahawks offense did nothing, and they also played this pitiful Broncos offense last week. They are number one in passing yards and passing touchdowns allowed, meaning they're the best in the league at not allowing that stuff to happen. And according to Pro Football Focus, they have the number one ranked pass coverage as well, on top of Nick Bosa rushing the passer and company there. So I think he's going to throw an INT tonight. As for some of the player props, last year, Cooper Kupp in three games against the Niners, he averaged 11 targets, 10 catches, 133 yards and a score. Here were his games. 11 for a buck 22, 7 for 118 and a touchdown, and in the NFC title game, 11 for 142 and 2.
Look at the prop. 8.5 receptions. Oh, and 95 yards.
That's crazy.
I mean, they held them in check last week to 40 yards, which I cannot believe, but that's right. That's the other thing is Robinson. He doesn't even look at Robinson. That's another thing.
No,
this has not worked out at all.
No.
No. But the other thing is, what if the Rams win this game? They're ready to call it all. I mean, they would have wins at Arizona and at San Francisco already.
Mm-hmm.
They essentially have a 2.5 game lead already.
Yep. Deebo Samuel, on the flip side, he averaged 124 rushing and receiving yards per game against the Rams last year and, oh, by the way, scored 4 touchdowns. The Rams are allowing the most receptions, second most yards, and third most touchdowns to opposing receivers on the year. Debo's three games last year. Game one, 5 catches, 97 yards, a touchdown, 5 carries, 36 yards, and a touchdown. Game two, 4 catches for 95, 8 carries for 45, and a touchdown. And then in the NFC title game, 4 for 72 and a touchdown, 7 carries for 26. They had no answer for the guy last year. He was a complete animal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd look at maybe any time touchdown for Debo tonight or, you know, the combined rushing and receiving yards to go over that number where it's going to be probably mid-80s, the best number that you're going to find on that.
Kittle can't have 45 yards? That's another one. Kittle can't get 45 yards receiving?
Is that the number?
Yeah. I mean, the one game last Monday, what was it, last year on Monday night, they just ran it all over him, and then he was just more of a blocker, but that's...
Here's where I would be concerned. He averaged 29 yards per game against him last year. Did score, though, in two of the three meetings. L.A. has not surrendered a tight end touchdown. They've also allowed the third fewest yards to the tight end position, and that's going against Dawson Knox, Kyle Pitts, and Zach Ertz so far.
Okay.
So that would be the reasoning behind not going with
good
Kittle
game.
Tonight.
Good game, important game.
I would say so.
Yes.
I think Higbee can actually be a guy tonight to look at. Because I can't trust Robinson at all.
No.
So
but a non-factor.
They're going to be throwing the football because you can't run. So maybe Higbee, but 4.5, though, is the reception. Boy. Okay. All right. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next for a few minutes on Saturday, it looked like the entire landscape of the college football season was getting flipped upside down.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Hockey starts Friday, and the VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide available now with best bets for the season ahead. In-depth analysis, predictions for teams and players, win totals, season-long trends to watch, plus three things every new NHL bettor should know. Guide's a must-have. Key insights and data for both avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get it at VSiN.com/subscribe.
So what were you thinking on Saturday when Alabama quarterback Bryce Young got hurt and Arkansas eventually cut that lead to 28-23 when they were going to go for two to cut it to a three-point game? And then that day, on top of that, Georgia was down by 10 points in the fourth quarter, on laying 28 points to Missouri.
Got up in the 30s.
Yeah, no, that's money. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I mean, this is to be down 10. And how they were struggling on offense. This was real, right? And then the injury to Young and not coming back. And then just, come on, the kid's going to take off and run. You got to stop that and take that away.
Yep.
You have the spy, and he completely whiffs. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid houses it. No one puts a hand on him. And then there was another long touchdown later on for Alabama to pull away. But that was topsy-turvy.
They covered the game.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on.
Bama was in trouble. You thought Arkansas had a chance to win the game, and then I couldn't believe what happened at night. I mean, to think, because they had played we were talking about, is Georgia better this year than they were last year?
Because
how well Bennett in the offense was playing. And then look up and Missouri's going to have a chance to win this game. And then they pull it out. Oh, that would have been
that would have been a crazy upset. Imagine if both those teams lose on the same day. Then what? Because it's difficult to make a case, because one of those teams will then have two losses because they'll play again in the SEC title game in theory, right? So you're only going to take one of those teams, and then what? Who's that going to open the door for?
Right, and that's why I don't care. Every year's different. You can't last year the success. You have to throw it out. Every year's different. You can't just say, "Well, look at the pedigree and look at Saban." All the they should have lost to Texas. They had no business beating Texas.
Right.
So this is just. It's college football. Anything can happen.
And now their schedule goes like this. Again, going back to the summertime, this game on Saturday was like the most anticipated game on the schedule because of the trash talk between Saban and Jimbo Fisher. Well, now Alabama's laying almost, it's 24.5 points against A&M.
Yep.
And you look at the point spread and how people are betting this thing, the Aggies have absolutely zero chance to even be in the game.
Oh, it's an abomination. Yeah, I mean, buyer's remorse now with Jimbo. Did it again. I mean, just this offense is so bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
Where's all this talent?
Right.
Where's all this NIL? All this money? What happened here? And this is, you're paying $100 million for a coach, and this is the garbage you trot out, and more losses are coming, right? They might lose 5 games. Think about it, how bad it is. I mean, the unprecedented thing, I've never seen this before. They had 4 trips in the red zone, and they were outscored 7-3. It was the blocked field goal that was returned.
That's right.
How does that happen? I've never heard of that before.
No.
4 trips in the red zone, yet you're outscored because of the blocked field goal, and they house it the other way.
No, that's got to be impossible. That really does. Here's the thing. If you're a 5-star kid, and you're between schools, and you're thinking about A&M and, you know, Oklahoma or Texas or another SEC team, and, you know, the A&M money's going to be $1 million, but you can get, like, $750,000 from somebody else, wouldn't you consider the other school just because of now this... of how you're going to get coached and maybe preparing you for the NFL level, I would really consider that. This guy, for what's better for your career, forget about short-term and how much money you're going to get for a second, because you're going to be taken care of. You're going to be comfortable at other schools, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to go to Texas and get squat. You're going to come out of there with 6 figures minimum nowadays. But can't you get better coaching? I mean, isn't that the writing is on the wall now? Can't kids recognize this? The guy stinks.
Yes, yeah.
He sucks as a head coach.
Right. It was all Winston. I mean, yes. Say what you want about what he's done in the NFL. The kid was a great college quarterback. And the epic year they had when they won the title. But this is just the play calling's atrocious. There's no creativity or imagination. And I'll back it up later in the show. I mean, Mike Leach went right after him. I go, this, like, it's easy to coach against the guy. It's the same stuff every year.
So good.
There's no adjustments. Mike Leach put him on Front Street. I'll get to it later in the show.
Yep. So here's Bama's schedule. Well, now against A&M, lane 24.5. Next week at Tennessee. Okay?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that game. Then they play Mississippi State at home. There's a bye. Then they go at LSU at Ole Miss. Are they still going to go over 11? Are they going to go undefeated? Man, I think they're going to lose one of these guys. The young injury, who knows?
Yeah.
That's
on the broadcast, Danielson said there was a similar play, and he tore his rotator cuff on leg. So that's, well, we'll see what his status is going to be coming up. But that, with the Tennessee game, and there's Kiffin again, right? Kiffin finding a way, 5-0. And the defense continues to play well, and he's always done well against Saban, at least offensively. So Tennessee has just got a gauntlet here coming up, what they have to go through. So that's unfortunate, because I like Heupel and Hooker.
Well, at LSU this weekend off the bye, and then...
Yeah, right, and they're only a small favorite, and that's... I don't know what LSU team I'm going to get, right? I mean, at times they look so bad on offense.
Oh, I know.
But then again, they should be 5-0 after the Florida State fiasco.
Yep.
So that was a wild game against Auburn, where they couldn't get a stop for 2 quarters, couldn't do a damn thing on offense. Then they come out and they win the game.
Yeah, look at that Tennessee schedule. Oh, boy, at LSU... Bama.
Yeah.
Then they get the gimme against UT Martin. Then Kentucky at home at Georgia.
At Georgia. Yeah.
Oh, mama, what a month.
Yeah. Tough. See if they can survive that.
I
think they could get somebody, right?
But what does surviving that mean? Oh, 2 losses?
Yeah, I think you take it. Yeah.
I think they'd be super. Obviously, if they could only lose 1 time, that would be huge, I think, for that program.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's definitely same old Oklahoma right now.
It is.
Venables will need some time to flip this.
Yeah.
Right, and bring in his guys for, you know, defensive purposes, because that was just, I don't know how I didn't have a middle job in that game. I bet over 85.5 in the first quarter when it was 20-7 TCU with like 3 minutes left to go, and it quickly shot up to 95.5, so I bet under. One more touchdown is all I need. I couldn't get over 85.5 in that game.
This is the great thing about the sport. Who in their right mind thought in the summer, wow, TCU Kansas is going to be a big game and game day's got to be there.
Yep.
How good is this?
Think about
right?
that. Yeah, game day there instead of A&M and Alabama.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I'll tell you, I've been betting Kansas a lot in recent weeks. Had him again over the weekend against Iowa State. I'm not touching that game this weekend. Think about this. Again, I grabbed them +3.5 against Iowa State. TCU opened 5. They're like 5.5 now. And I think Kansas is a great story and been making money on them. I can't touch this game this weekend. TCU is awesome. They are on a mission the way it appears.
They are. They can score.
Yes, they can.
Took it easy on them, right? Kansas has covered 8 games in a row now. Can you imagine how much money this guy's going to get? The bidding war over Leopold, however it's pronounced now? I mean, this has become professional sports. Crist out. Colorado coach out. I mean, how many guys have we had fired already? How many college coaches are going to be gone before we even get to November?
For sure.
So it's, what have you done for me lately? And let's win now. And then, oh, by the way, Michigan State gave this Ducker character $90 million.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, that looks worse by the day. But this guy's going to get a boatload of cash.
Well, it depends on how much money the Jayhawks are going to be willing to spend on a college football coach. Because he very easily, the ties to the Wisconsin area, he very easily could be, I mean, the Wisconsin might be making this guy a huge offer. Or that program could say, Jim Leonard, you're going to be the guy. You're going to win the job here. You're going to be the interim guy. And even become more conservative than what they've been over the last 35 years. I could see that happening.
They got to, come on. It's enough already. Change how you play. Go back. Wasn't that something? The guy that left and you replaced him with comes in and beats you. Bielema, no problem.
Oh, pounded you.
Oh, yeah.
Into submission.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing again.
And I tell you, Chris has won a lot of games. But that was that. Oh, you've had enough.
Oh, they're stuck in the 80s.
So you can't.
Not even.
Right.
Yeah.
This run the ball and all these running backs we've had. It's not how it works anymore.
Now we're going to recruit 330-pound linemen.
Yep.
We'll develop you. We're going to have good tight end play, below average quarterback play, because we'll win with a good ground game and with a solid defense. It's not 1968. Knock it off. But I don't know if they can evolve. I don't know if they can.
Will you spend the money? Will you get an offensive guru? And will you finally get a quarterback?
Yeah. Will they be able to recruit to that
right.
school the proper personnel they need to completely flip it upside down? I don't know if they're willing to do that. And also, Caleb Williams at USC, I know he's not the favorite right now. And maybe he should be the favorite today to win the Heisman. That was not Stroud. That was not a Stroud game for Ohio State again. That was like the ground game.
That was ridiculous. Hard to root for Day. Harbaugh's right. Born on third base, thinks he hits a triple. You're faking a punt up 39? Yeah. Chiano should have punched him. I mean, come on.
I wouldn't have
blamed
him.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Come on. It's out of control.
Yeah, how is that an acceptable thing?
Yeah. Lunacy. Absolute lunacy what this guy's doing.
Yeah.
Doing that kind of bit. Meyer loved to do it. He does it too. Like scoring meaningless touchdowns against when your opponent's outmanned. When you're up 50 and punching it in late, doing stuff like that.
Those early games on Saturday, it was so funny. The in-play total at the same exact time on TCU Oklahoma was 85.5. The in-play total on Iowa Michigan was 33.
Yes, wasn't that something? That's right. Yep. Yeah, Iowa offense again. Yeah.
There you go. A full betting recap from the weekend is up next with Win Some, Lose Some. A 75-1 shot can cash tonight. We'll give you the details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here's what Mitch is talking about. Most receiving yards of the week, Hockenson 75-1. Some places, some books, comes down to the Monday night game. Other places, no. But Hockenson, 75-1. How about that? Boy, did he eat well. That was incredible. Brady, 11-1. Pulled ahead late. Goff was your leader till the Sunday night game.
What was Goff's number?
And Brady, Goff was 15-1. Penny, 30-1. I mean, just inside handoffs. Oh, gashed him. Oh, he breaks it again. I mean, feel free to tackle someone, Detroit. It's embarrassing. Most points, Seattle, 28-1.
We talked about that a lot on Friday.
Oh, God. I love that prop.
That's a great prop.
It is. Seattle gets there. Geno Smith.
I'm not surprised. What did I see today?
No, they're so bad. I mean, come on. DK Metcalf goes off. Geno goes for 320 again, and Penny has 115. Take something away, Glenn.
Well, I can't. It's impossible. The Geno Smith has a completion rate of higher than 77% today. I believe I saw that's the highest mark ever through four games in the history of the league.
Of course. Yeah. Giants, 13-1-1 underrun at home. That was something. I mean, this Bears passing attack or lack thereof. Then they're running Wildcat for three series because they don't have a quarterback and the Bears can't stop it.
There is no threat at
all. Horrible job by Dable trying that field goal. That didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Illinois, plus 210. So bad, Crist was fired. Georgia State, plus 270 on the money line. Boston College, 4-1. Georgia Tech, they fire their coach. They beat 13-1. What was that, Pitt? Wow, college football delivers two every Saturday. Purdue, plus 280. Well, Minnesota didn't have the running back, but oh, boy. Still got to find a way to win that. God. UConn, 12-1. How about Mora? They beat Fresno. 25-point dogs. Good job by UConn. Florida International, after getting beat by 70 points. 17-point dogs. They were 5-1 on the money line. Liverpool draw plus 380. UFC, Youssef sub 11-1. Santos knockout 5-1 to win in round 2, 12-1. Allen sub 7-1. Round 1 finish plus 550. Chandler knockout plus 750. Round 1 finish 9-1. Gannetti sub 17-1. Round 1 finish 12-1. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro for our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. You believe this? For the second time in a week at the South Point, where we used to do the show from, south end of the strip, someone hit the Pie Gal Progressive again, the 7-card straight flush. I still can't believe the guy hit it last week and he didn't even have the Joker. But there, it hit again. That's crazy.
Okay, so what is that reset at? You know? Is it 100,000?
One or two?
It popped at 128,000.
You're probably right. One, yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is great. When my dog Jordan was a puppy, he used to do this when I went to work. Herb Street left for game day. There's his dog. Still, what, 24 hours later, 48 hours later, the dog's still by the door. Is Herbie coming back? How long is he going to be out for? Is he coming back soon? That's awesome.
Wow.
I love that. Look at the dog waiting for Herbie to come home. As he tweeted that out over the weekend. That's great. Lose some. Georgia, 27 up to 32. Oh, mama. Lucky to win the game.
Yeah, very lucky.
Houston, Friday, from 1 up to 4.5. They were the biggest disappointments of the college football
Without
season.
Question.
Yep.
You know what that was, right?
A backup quarterback.
That's a backup redshirt freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
Who you lost to.
That's a bad job by Holgorsen. Vikings Saints under 44.5 down to 41.5. That game had everything. Double doink, fake bunts. I don't know what pass interference is. Crazy. Eagles Jags under 48 down to 44. Somehow it goes over. Turnovers help. Atlanta, Cleveland over, 45 up to 49, no good. Wouldn't Mariota complete 7 passes and they won the game?
Yeah, nothing at all through the air yet again with this team, and they won the game. That's a loser for me. I had the Browns every which way but loose.
Yep.
Game, second half, over. All losers for me yesterday in that game. That stunk.
Carolina +3, went off a 1.5-point favorite. Oh, boy, was Mayfield terrible. Oh, boy, that was bad. Want to lose some as well? I like this. Makes sense. Ron Amola tweeted this in. Look at this, at the spice level warning. No refunds if the Thai food is too spicy. No refunds. If you can't handle it, that's on you. Too bad.
Good
for them, right?
I can't. But they
remember
were offering refunds before?
Remember we go to Lotus of Siam with Anthony Curtis? And they, you sure you want a 9 on the spice level? You sure? He goes, yeah, I can handle it. You sure? That's right. They make sure, right? I mean, if you can't handle it, that's on you. Good job by the restaurant. There shouldn't have been refunds before. Too spicy.
So I absolutely love Asian food. Okay. I eat it all the time. I love spicy food as well. I'm not going to go nuts and get a 10, but I can handle like 7, 8, you know?
I can't handle anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do it to me every single time.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where I go, what the spice level, it could be 1 to 5 or 1 to 10. It doesn't matter where it is in the city.
Huh.
It doesn't. Every single time I say, like, give me a 3.5 or a 4 or give me like a 7, 8, it's 7 times. I'm not so sure. You can just like I'm good.
Well,
I'm okay.
I know
what I'm doing here.
Be sure. Yeah, yeah. They're looking you over.
Can I get a refund for challenging me on this?
Yeah, judging the book by its cover.
Yeah,
sure.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely,
yes.
Sure. Bad for the books. Let's play high low. Let's go back to Card Sharks. High low with the weather games. James Madison, Texas State, as high as 50, as high as 58, as low as 50, fell 53. Virginia Tech, North Carolina, as high as 60, as low as 50, fell 51. Georgia Southern. Now, 70 was available, and then down to as low as 58, fell 64.
You know what happened there? I had 64, over 64 in the game. Coastal scored to go up by 4. They went for 2 and didn't get it.
Oh, really?
So I got a push.
Oh, God. Now, there was a great comment we'll get to from a guy at the MGM about you bet these weather games 7 days out. I mean, the only guy who knows is the guy upstairs, and he doesn't bet.
Yeah.
So that was right. Virginia Duke, 56.5, as low as 48.5, fell 55. Illinois, Wisconsin under 44.5 down to 43.5, fell 44. How about that? Illinois also from 9 down to 6, never a sweat. Georgia Tech, Pitt under 50.5 down to 46.5, fell 47. Ohio State, Rutgers under 16.5 down to 58, fell 59. Would you believe it?
Come on.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, you can't make this stuff up. Houston, Tulane under 57.5 down to 51.5, fell 51. Buffalo from +1 went off the 3-point favorite. Nebraska, 3.5 to 6.5. They got there. San Jose State taking money again, no problem. +1.5 went off a 2.5-point favorite. They won. Moorhead State, Presbyterian under. 70 down to 63. 24. 24 total points.
Oh,
how about that? Isn't
wow.
that something? Eastern Michigan, UMass under. 57 down to 52.5. Not even close. UConn, Fresno under. 56.5 down to 51. Well under. Vikings, 2.5 up to 3.5. As high as 4 with all the Saints injuries. Bad landing spot. They win by 3.
Oh, it's kind of an important missed PAT.
That's true. Bills Ravens under. 55 down to 50. 43. Seattle from 6.5 down to 3. Won the game outright against the Lions. Cowboys under. 43 down to 41. And a couple bad beats. Syracuse. Did you see this? Syracuse was laying open 50, close 54. They were up 49 rip at the half. They won by 59 points. They agreed to play 10-minute quarters in the second half. That's a refund. That is tough.
Ooh, ouch.
That's a tough one. Friday, the Cubs total was 7. It was 6-1 in the third. That was the final score. Chelsea, tough one for Nigel. Oh, God. Chelsea, Crystal Palace under 2.5, and Crystal Palace plus a half. 1-1 in the 90th minute. Chelsea scores. Phillies on the run line yesterday. 8-1 in the sixth. Suspended. They win the game, but it was in the sixth inning, but didn't go the distance with the run line there as well. There you go. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book, where if your first wager loses, receive a free bet. Equal up your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Now, something, lose some. Something bit me, right? Mm-hmm. So I go to the doctor, and then he gave me some a steroid cream, whatever. And then I go to the pharmacy, and I drive through. I'm at the drive through, and I go, get my pills and my cream. She goes, yeah, it'll be $250. I go, get out of here. I have insurance. What are you talking about, honey? That's asinine. What are you doing? She doesn't say anything. She goes back on the computer. She fiddles with a couple things. Takes about 30 seconds. Okay, that'll be $51. I go, what are we haggling now at the pharmacy? What, do you just throw out a number and see if I'll bite?
What, did
what
she
kind
not,
of an operation are you running here?
I'm guessing the insurance was probably not properly plugged in.
I don't.
And as soon as she did, that's when it clicked in it. Oh, yeah. That's what happened.
That's not the first time that's happened, though. Mm-hmm. And I go back when I didn't have insurance. It was like, I go, come on. It's like name your price when you're at the pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
With some of this stuff. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, I could go on about this stuff for a long time.
Sure.
What my father-in-law is about to ready to go through, it would blow your mind.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Pills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Time now for the pro tip of the hour, available for subscribers only at vsin.com. If you like a team, but not the spread. Like, if you don't want to pull the trigger before the game starts, wait to get a better number in-game, just like playing poker after the flop. So that's a couple of examples yesterday that we, you know, because a lot of talk about the Bills-Ravens game with that spread. If you like the Bills, if you just waited a little bit, you were going to get a much better number than what you had to lay before the game started. That was our pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. So that means at least 20 every day. They're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sports and by show. Up next, former NFL executive and current VSiN host Michael Lombardi is going to join the show. Why and how is it such a struggle to see the play clock when it's at zero? That's coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.